Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Jason is crazy for Jane. Rogelio gets gypped, and Petra and Jane have a parent face-off. Welcome to the Jane the Virgin After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back. We are here for Chapter 84 of Jane the Virgin. I am here with my lovely co-host, Miss Simone Thomas. I didn't think you could love Raphael any more than you did previously, but I think you do even more this week.
I'm going to keep loving him more and more every single episode.
I figured we have such a jam-packed episode to cover today. We have news and gossip. We have our special segment called Ride or Die. Thank you for joining us, those who are in the live chat. We have a few visitors. We have Jennifer Carter. Thank you for being here. Emily Marlowe, Billie Jean Girl, Obsessed Fangirl. Thank you all for joining us. So, the big theme of this episode, Jason finally wants Jane.
He likes the chase.
Really?
I think so.
Hmm.
Yeah. Just because when she was trying to kind of bring back the spark, mm-hmm. or reunite them, he wasn't into it. And then when he wanted to get her, she wasn't into it. So they're just never on the same page. Mm-hmm. And you know, the chase is exciting. There's more... It's more thrilling to mm-hmm. try to prove to someone why they're deserving, mm-hmm. or why, you know, you're deserving. You know what I mean.
Yes. I know what you mean. It's exactly. That challenge. I feel
the
like
challenge.
Girls like it. Guys like it. Everyone just wants that challenge. Yep. Is when someone's not obsessed with you, but super interested in you. You're just like, oh, I'll put them in my back pocket. Mm. I don't really care about them.
Right. You're too easy. Yeah. Like, ugh.
Mm. But once they stop caring, it's like... Wait, no, come back. Right. I want you now.
Now I'm hooked. Shout out to the fishing.
Oh, so thing. Jason tries to tell Jane that there was a spark when they kissed.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think there was a spark?
The reason why I'm not going to say yes 100% is because you always know when there's a spark or their feelings, when that little fuzzy, like, bright, colors starts to show like in their chest area, and that did not happen for her.
Hmm.
Yes, that sound effect.
It's like ding. I didn't think of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it did not happen. And I truly do think she was telling the truth, just because for so long she was able to grieve and then move on with Raphael, who is now her the love of her life,
mm-hmm.
and she kind of shut off that chapter of her life with Michael. So it's hard to just like switch that back on
mm-hmm.
when it's been a while. So I actually believe. What do you don't think so?
I don't know. I wasn't sure about the kiss.
Yeah,
but I think that there was a spark when they were fishing. That hug. Like, mm-hmm. I felt it. I definitely think there was something there. I think Jane's lying when she's telling Petra that there isn't. And I think really felt something.
You know what it is? Mm. I'm telling myself there's nothing there because I want to believe there's nothing there. But you are so right. And I don't want to say that. But you have a point, especially, I think, towards the end when they had that goodbye moment.
Yes.
It's obvious.
I mean... I was like full on tears during that moment.
You really were. I looked over at you and I was like, we're back. Meanwhile, I'm mad.
Simone's angry. She's rolling her eyes. She's like, what the hell? Looks at me. I'm like,
why are you crying? This is, no, he's ruining everything. Go back. Yes, literally my sentiments.
I don't know. I felt it. And you know what? We weren't sure up until this point. We weren't sure if Jason was faking the amnesia or not.
I didn't think so. I didn't think he was really I didn't really think he lost his memory. I thought it was just a hoax.
But we saw that he actually did.
Unfortunately.
No, he was actually trying so hard. Like, what he told Jane was the truth. He was not lying.
Wow.
He said, I just wanted to see if there was, you know, anything. Like, you tried so hard. And then all the memories, the flashbacks. I know,
the way that happened.
I have goosebumps.
I was just like, I'm like feeling it right now. I was not happy in that moment. If I were Team Michael, I would have been cheering. I probably would have been crying like you.
Yes.
But I'm Team Raphael, and there was nothing exciting for me. I was just like, are you kidding? This is really happening. She has a sweet spot for him. And like you said, she's lying to herself. And that sweet spot is going to become even more sensitive and obvious probably as we go.
So you can't really help how you feel. So I don't blame her if she is lying. I do actually applaud her for, I feel like lying in this case is probably the best way to go because it's just like, I want to avoid a problem. Yes, I might have felt something. I hated that I felt something, but I love my man. I love Raphael. And let me just say that I didn't so he can go away. So we can just avoid the problem altogether. So I do applaud her for that, but I don't believe her.
I completely agree. I completely agree. And I think she's also looking, she's looking out for the best interests of her family because it's not just her and her feelings. It's also her son and Raphael. And little Mateo was traumatized. He was so confused. People come back from the dead? What? And it's just going to be more confusing if she kind of reverses all of, like, what his life was and brings on this, all these new details and drama and people are back into his life. It's a lot for how old is he? Five? I don't even know. He's young.
Young. And it's like now he's probably going to go back to school and be like, oh, like Jason's back from the dead. Mom and dad said it's rare, but he's there. And then all the kids are going to bully him.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just see like this whirlwind of like emotions happening and I don't see it ending well. I feel like they should have told him, like they waited too long. It was bound to happen.
I didn't even know.
For him blending into him.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know they didn't tell Mateo. I was under the impression that Mateo knew, but clearly we never saw that up until he got surprised. And then he was like, whoa, what's happening? So, yeah, poor little Mateo just doesn't need more baggage than what he already has.
I just think, like, I didn't think that he would have remembered Michael. Like,
that is true.
I don't know. I don't know why I thought he was younger when Michael died.
Because like, when do you start remembering things as a child? I feel like my earliest memory was probably when I was about 4 years old.
Yeah.
Not. I feel as though Mateo was probably 2 or 3. So at that age, you don't really remember things.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. How did he remember him?
I don't know. But he seems like pretty advanced for his age.
Yeah, he's smart.
Yeah, he's a little aggressive and physical, but he's also very smart.
I mean, there are some genius babies out there. He could be one of them.
Definitely.
I don't know.
So do we actually think Jason/Michael is going back to Montana?
Nope. You saw him roll up in that car at the end of the episode. We didn't get much.
Yeah, we just got the car, and then we saw Jane's face. We weren't really sure. They teased us with that one.
They did a good job teasing it, because I was just like, oh, what does that mean? So, no, he's definitely not going away. And now that his memory is back, can you imagine?
Yeah, you know what? That's a really good point. Like, he was trying to force himself onto Jane.
Yep.
Out of just the old videos and stuff that he saw. But now that he actually remembers, it's like, no.
He's back in love with her.
He's definitely not leaving.
He's not. He's going to abandon his wife in Montana. I didn't even know he had a wife. Maybe I missed that part. Yeah. Remember?
What? Come again?
If I'm not mistaken, please, like, confirm for me in the comments, guys. But I could have sworn, they mentioned it twice in this episode, that he left his wife in Montana. He had a whole life in Montana. Like, he had a career, a wife. Yeah.
That must have completely went over my head.
I mean, maybe I was hearing things, but I don't think so.
I'm looking through the comments. Yes. Thank you guys so much for engaging with us. We love
it. For sure. Please let us know if he does have a wife.
Yes, let us know, because maybe I wasn't listening. I might have been just crying, wiping away my tears.
Yeah, you were distraught.
So I just wasn't paying attention.
But if he is married, well, can he be married twice? Well, no, he's Jason, so he can get married.
Yeah, he has a different name.
Different person. Identity. But if, you know, if he is married, it's kind of messed up, because now he's cheating on his wife.
Mm-hmm. Well, Billie Jean Girl 24 says Jason didn't have a wife. He meant Jane was his wife. Emily Marlowe says, I think life, not wife.
Maybe I just can't hear. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you guys for clarifying. I feel like I want to rewatch it. But, I mean, you know, it makes sense. Life, wife, it's all the same.
Yeah,
right?
They rhyme.
It's all happy wife, happy
life. Happy
life.
There you go.
Well, we want to give you a happy life every single week. Simone, you want to tell them how we can do that?
Of course. So first off, thank you guys so much for tuning in and making us the ESPN of TV Talk. So in order for us to grow, we actually need your help. If you're watching us on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe. And then if you're listening to us on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. And of course, if you're watching us on both platforms, comment. We really appreciate the support and you guys watching us every week. It means a lot to us. AfterBuzz means a lot to us. It's been able to just help us grow, and we really appreciate all the love. So tell your friends to watch, and let's just keep enjoying all of our content. Thanks, guys.
We love it.
Yeah.
We love your comments. We say it every week, but it just gives us life. Mm-hmm. It's like our little community, and
exactly.
We're so thankful for you guys.
We feel like we're talking to our friends.
Exactly. Speaking of friends, I feel like Rogelio and I would just be like besties
BFFs.
In real life.
You like all his
besties.
Extra energy?
I love him.
I loved him this episode. This episode,
yes.
He was my guy.
Yeah, so he got gypped this week.
Poor Rogelio. Mm-hmm. And he fought the good fight and ended up on top. And I can never, ever condemn something like that, because I really appreciated his defending his cause. And when I noticed, when they mentioned that, what's her name? River was getting paid more. I was like, oh, wow, like a woman is getting paid more. That's mm-hmm. very uncommon. And then I was like, wait, but he's a minority. He's a person of color. So it's not the same. It's still unequal, because mm-hmm. he is Latino, and like he said, it's his culture, it's his passion. Like, he's bringing a telenovela to the forefront to Americans who probably don't really watch it, mm-hmm. and he deserves that equal pay.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, right when they said, when Xiomara was telling Rogelio, like, oh, like, she's a woman, like, I was like, that's great and all,
mm-hmm.
but he is a minority,
exactly.
And I wasn't sure if they were gonna keep touching on that in this episode, but I'm so happy they did, because that's the first thing that came to my mind. I know we like looked at each other and we're like, wait, what? Like, yeah, she's a woman, great, like, all for women's rights, equality, and everything, but also my, like, I'm a minority, so are you, like,
mm-hmm.
we get
both
it
are.
Like,
yeah. So
yeah,
it's not really like that simple.
Exactly. And it's like, you know, Rogelio made a comment, he said, mm-hmm. why am I desperate for validation from a country that doesn't accept me? I felt that.
That touched my heart.
Yeah.
I feel like all of us who mm-hmm. are minorities can really resonate with a comment like that. Mm-hmm. Because every day, all your life, you're trying to prove you are worth it and you should be treated as such. Mm-hmm. And you should be treated equal. However, it doesn't always feel that way, and it's not always presented that way, even if you do everything right and you show why you deserve to be there, why you're talented. And his vulnerability in that moment, because we don't really see Rahul like mm-hmm. that a lot of times. He's always uber confident and a little extra.
Yeah.
And he really opened up and was very candid about the reality of being in his skin.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that so much.
Me too. And he's usually like the funny guy. Mm-hmm. Like you said, super confident. It was really cool to see him touch on like real life topics. And that's why
exactly.
I love this show, because
yes.
it does touch on real life topics. Like we see over and over again each
all
week.
All the time.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, like he mentioned, I didn't even process the fact until he said it that, you know, I brought this show here. Like, yeah, it's called The Passions of Steve now, but like, like it wouldn't be a show
without
him. Yeah. Like, he brought it to this country. And
yeah.
It's just like that need for validation, that like knowing. I know personally, mm-hmm. I have struggled in my life, you know, trying to fit in with Americans and trying to stay true to my Middle Eastern culture
of
as
course.
Well. And it's like such a balance that I'm glad they touched on, because I feel like we don't really see that as much in television.
Not a lot. And just literally saying, like, we're not accepted and we try so hard. So that moment was really beautiful. And I think a lot of us can all connect with that experience.
Yeah, we felt that for sure. Let's see what our lovely viewers are saying. Emily Marlowe says, the political viewpoint in this episode was great. The slight Trump shade.
Yeah, with the when she was looking at the website on her computer. It was, I think it was about when kids were separated from their parents. That headline on the computer screen. I think that's probably what she's referring
to. I like that it was subtle.
Very subtle. It was like, quick. You could have missed it if you weren't paying attention.
That's true. If you were wiping your tears away like I was. Emily Marlowe also says, I think Rogelio is my favorite character at this point. His little theme song, it's a wonderful day to be Rogelio. Definitely.
Of course he would have
Laura Alley agrees Rogelio had the best line of the night. I definitely think so too.
Yeah.
And Raphael needs, oh, that's a different topic, girl. What are you doing? I'm just kidding. But I'm glad, and I'm glad that River was ultimately supportive of him as well.
She was. They always bump heads, but I think somehow they always seem to come from full circle, and she's able to see where he's coming from and meet him in the middle, and she did that. Of course, with her little magazine cover, River's going to be River, and Rogelio's... They're both just egomaniacs. They love themselves, and that's why they don't get along. But it works, and I'm happy my girl stood up for her co-star. And it worked.
That magazine cover, though.
My gosh. They're very similar.
They are. They are. And that's why they butt heads.
Yeah. They're eerily similar, but they work.
What do you think about her face paralyzed, though?
That was making me so uncomfortable.
I was so confused. How was she, like, actually doing that? Like, I don't... I'm not making the face because I'm going to look crazy, but...
I'm going to mess up my face. Let me not do that. How did they actually do that? Wait,
I don't know.
On set, what did they do for her face to...
I'm like, did they put numbing cream? Like, did they...
Because it stayed in that position, and it looked very real. But the camera angles were legitimate, because I couldn't even tell that the other side of her face was completely stiff.
Exactly.
When they filmed.
Like, she was actually doing that. I'm so curious.
They should write a piece about that.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
I'm surprised that they... you know, focused a lot on River and Rogelio this episode, which I loved, but we didn't see any Luisa or Sin Rostro. Nothing. Not even a blip.
I'm not complaining.
Is she still, is Luisa still hanging out with her neighbor?
With and the pie?
And the pie? Like, are they still eating it? Did she die? Like, where is she?
I do not mind a Luisa break. She just gets me really angry because she's so simple and silly. And I'm gonna get more stressed out than I already am, because now Jason has his memory back. Well, now Michael, since he knows who he is. So I don't need more of Luisa's antics to stress me out further. And then Sin Rostro, even though she wasn't there in the flesh, all of her evil things have manifested in everyone's life, so we still kind of have her indirectly.
Someone, I'm not sure if it was on our show or a comment I read, somebody said that Jason isn't really Jason. It's like a mask. Well, did we talk about that last week?
Maybe.
I think I read it in a comment.
Yeah.
But then this week I kept looking at him.
I read that comment too.
Shout out to whoever made that comment.
Thank you.
But I kept looking at his face and I was like, I don't know. Like, he can't just pull it off. Like, I just...
And in the past, every time a face has been pulled off, hasn't it always been Rose? It's never been another character, has it? Who's been like...
Yeah, I think you're right. It's always been Sin Rostro. Yeah. And maybe she's locked up.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe she wants to switch it up and she's including other people. But I don't... I would like to believe that, because that is a great twist. But I don't think so.
I think Jane would fall apart.
They cannot traumatize her again. She's been traumatized way too many times. Yeah. She got artificially inseminated. Her husband died. He comes back to life. Now he remembers everything. If he wasn't who he actually is and ripped off his face, Jane would... She'd be done.
Lose it.
Exactly.
She would lose it.
She would lose All of it. Nah, we can't do that.
Speaking of losing it, Petra and Jane almost lost it trying to co-parent their children, who are siblings.
I know.
Whose parenting style do you prefer?
That's a hard question, because Jane is soft with Mateo, but I think Petra is very, she's disciplined with her kids, but they're still bratty. So it's just like, maybe more of Jane.
Yeah.
Just because I resonate with more of Jane's emotional side. Petra is so cold, and I probably would lean more towards being a little soft like Jane. Mm-hmm. Because Petra's kids are still brats, but I guess all kids are brats.
Right.
So.
I think I resonate more with Jane, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wish there was, like, a happy medium. Because yeah. Petra, yes, your kids might be, like, super sharp and, like, don't touch me and like, can drop kick you in a second. Yeah. But at the same time, they're probably going to grow up to be like you and just, like, scheming and cold-hearted and
rude.
They're rude,
yeah.
Yeah, and Mateo is probably going to end up so like sweet. Jane, like super sweet, very lovable, soft. Maybe not as sharp, but I think that's okay.
That's fine.
And we love him regardless, but he is violent.
Yeah.
He's super violent.
he can be aggressive at times, like he was hitting his sisters, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Reel it in. But I think... if you combine their parenting skills, it would be perfect, which is why I love that they came together to figure out how to work this out. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them for that, because that takes maturity. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't really know if I would choose one or the other, probably just combined. I loved the banter between them.
Yes.
When they were... I don't know what type of...
When they were... Texting.
Whatever that was. But it just proved that they were on the same page towards the end, because they were literally mimicking what each other were saying. And I was like, okay, we're getting somewhere.
It's crazy to see, because Jane and Petra used to hate
each other. It's weird.
Yeah.
Full circle.
It's totally full circle. Mm-hmm. And it's really... I don't know. It was interesting seeing their dynamic, because I think their children not getting along is a direct reflection of them not getting along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you mirror what you see. Mm-hmm. And kids can totally sense energy. I think we underestimate how smart kids are. Like, they're not as naive as they may seem because they are young, but they can totally feel, like, the sentiments within a room. And when there's tension and things are off, they're going to sense that and pick up on it. Mm-hmm. And that's a really good point, because they were literally mirroring how their mothers were behaving. Mm-hmm. And then we saw them all be kumbaya together.
Yeah.
And it was back to normal.
I think it does start with Anna and Elsa, because if you noticed when Petra and Jane were arguing outside, Petra said, my kids are smart enough to know that we're actually fighting, which they did, but Mateo didn't realize it.
Didn't know that.
So Anna and Elsa probably noticed that their mother speaks to Jane a certain way, so they like leave Mateo out, and Mateo's like, he gets pissed because he's like, why don't they want to hang out with me or play with me? And then he lashes out, and then it's just like, meh.
Yep. Yeah. And you do... What's the term? Monkey see, monkey do.
Like, yeah, exactly.
You repeat what you see at home. Like, that's why kids are like known. That's why you can't curse around kids, because they're gonna start saying the curse word. So, however, and you look up to your parents, and you're around them probably the most out of everyone you know. Mm-hmm. And when you're such a sponge at a really young age, you're bound to start mirroring what they do and how they behave and what their mannerisms are. And Elsa and Anna are snippy and just short. That same with Petra. She's sassy.
They definitely are. I really want to see more of Raphael's parenting style with Anna and Elsa. We don't really see them. Even this episode, you know, we know that he spent a night with them, but we didn't really see them get to interact.
Right.
I feel like he might bring that warmth that the girls need. That Petra just doesn't provide.
Doesn't have. And you know what? Petra's mom wasn't the warmest. Mm-hmm. And like we said, it all goes back. Parents are kind of the source of what their children become. And her mom was evil and terrible. And Petra is not well, she's terrible in some ways, but she's gotten better. Mm-hmm. But she's not evil. I think there's more heart to Petra, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you are a byproduct of your parents, and mm-hmm. she couldn't help but to be hard around the edges like her mom.
Exactly. So Petra also mentioned that she feels left out and mentioned it's not because of Raphael, it's because of Jane. And Jane said, well, I didn't think about that. Do we think Jane is somewhat inconsiderate?
I think, yes. I think Jane, it's the only child syndrome. And that is, I mean, well, I don't know if it's real, but I don't know, like, it's, I feel like it's been debunked by doctors. But as an only child, when it's only just you and your parents, or in her case, her mom and her abuela, you get used to having your way and not having to compromise. So, and then her and Raphael have this little family, but they also have this extended family that they have to consider. And it's very easy to lose focus of that and mm-hmm. be hyper-focused on your own miniature family. So I don't think she was being inconsiderate on purpose, though. I think that's just, like, it was innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And it came off kind of inconsiderate.
Yeah. I think Jane has a lot going on.
Yeah.
And sorry, Petra, but you were not the priority.
Nah.
But Petra is pretty much single for the most part. I mean, she did have JR. So it's like, ooh, instantly, if your baby daddy is having a relationship with his other baby mama, mm-hmm. you're going to feel left out. But it's not Jane's job to make her feel included. But right. I mean, they're like sisters now, so it's okay.
Sister wives.
Yeah, so Emily actually says, I think JR brings out the warmth in Petra, too. Glad we have not seen the last of her.
I was thinking that, too. I'm like, she needs that love back into her life because mm-hmm. JR made her loosen up more. And mm-hmm. I'm just happy that she's not trying to vie for Raphael's love anymore. Like, it's not a competition. That was really nice to see between her and Jane, that it's not a competition anymore, that they're, like, mm-hmm. actually on the same page and them being so open. And I love that Rogelio and Petra were both very vulnerable
mm-hmm.
when she opened up to Jane and just told her, hey, like, I don't feel included.
Yeah.
And when you do that, you're able to connect with people more and mm-hmm. you actually can empathize mm-hmm. and become closer. But if you're just trying to sit there and hold your ground and act like you're fine, it's not going to get better.
Exactly. It's like, oh, she's human. She has a heart.
Wow.
Amazing.
Nice to know. Thanks.
That was really, really nice to see.
I loved it.
Me too.
What else are they saying?
So chatty. I love it. Obsessed fangirl says same.
Same. Yeah. I just want to
nice
see.
And simple.
Nice and simple. I just want to see more of JR come back because I totally felt her. I love that Jane was like, mm-hmm. you know, just butt dial her and do it a couple times.
Yeah.
And see what happens. I don't know if it's going to work.
Mm-hmm. There were like two, like, high school girls, like, talking about, like, their crush or whatever. It was cute. She's, like, puts her phone under her butt, like, she's sitting on it. Not literally, Petra. It was so cute. And I just love, I'm sick of seeing girls fight over the same guy. So it's very refreshing that they have moved past that.
It took some time to get there.
Yeah.
It took us some time, but they are now friends, and they're, like, actually, like, Petra genuinely wanted to know mm-hmm. the whole Jason story. She's like, you didn't tell me, like, how come I wasn't included on this? I mean, she doesn't know that Jason, well, I guess he was feeling her. He's not feeling her anymore. But I guess that's over.
What? No. Something has to happen with that storyline. They did not show that stare multiple times for nothing.
Maybe, yeah.
Jason is not leaving. You are right.
He's not leaving. I'm all Team Petra. Well, I don't know if I am. I mean, if that means he's not going to be all up under Jane, great. Because she doesn't need to be distracted.
So you're saying that for selfish reasons? Because you just want Jane to be with Raphael and you're trying to get Jason out of the way. I get it.
Forever and ever. Of course. Why would I want anything other than that?
I don't know. I'm like, you know, I'm on the fence, but those flashbacks, the memories, when they were young and they first met, and the little ceiling things falling on them, their first kiss, it was just so.
I'll admit, you're right.
It was so nice.
They had a lot of cute moments. He was a great boyfriend, wonderful husband. How could you not love that?
Mm-hmm.
But still Team Raphael forever and ever.
We'll see what happens. So this episode was crazy. Mm-hmm. And now I think it's a perfect time to go into our special segment. So we have a special segment called Ride or Die.
Yes.
Where we...
Yeah.
Vroom,
vroom, vroom.
That's us riding. Now I'm going to die.
Back to life like Jason.
So if this is your first time here, Ride or Die is a special segment where we discuss our favorite character of the night and why. Why are they your ride or die? Why did you love them? Did they impress you? Did they just look really good? Simone, who was your ride or die this week?
Well, I think we both agreed earlier that Rogelio just... He really proved himself this episode. He stood up for what was right, mm-hmm. and he demanded what he needed, and I totally respected that. We saw less of the narcissistic side of him and more mm-hmm. of the human sensitive part, which only resulted in good coming forth, him standing up for his culture, what he believes in, and ultimately like what he deserves as an actor, mm-hmm. especially a person of color. And I absolutely loved him for doing that. So he is my ride or die for this week.
I loved it too, especially because in the beginning it was just like, oh, Rogelio's over-exaggerating. Like, oh, he just wants more money. But then it's like when you really get to the deeper root and when he realized it himself, like, mm-hmm. wait, I deserve this. Like, I deserve this money. It's the principle. It's not the principle. About the dollar amount. It is the principle. I love him for that, too.
Yep. And we're so used to hearing him complain. So it's just like, okay, he's doing it again.
Yeah.
But this actually mattered.
Yeah. Very valid. I am going to get
Why are you laughing?
My ride or die to Michael this week. Not Jason, because Jason is gone, and Michael has his memory back. Michael's back.
No.
He is my ride or die. I know I always say I'm on the fence, but Michael's back. I'll say it again. Michael is back. He has his memory. We just went down memory lane with all the love stories and the Ferris wheel and the first kiss and the striptease thing. I just loved it all. I'm so happy Michael's back. I still like Raphael, but just Michael gets my ride or die this week because he's back. I don't ever want to say the name Jason again.
Can we go back to Jason? Can we go back to when he didn't even like her and he was rude? No. No to that sound effect.
Magic. Magic to my ears.
Noise to my ears. Oh.
I wish there was a camera while we were watching the episode because she was rolling her eyes so hard and I had tears streaming down.
Different
my face.
Reactions.
I love it.
No, hated all of it.
Oh, so funny. Let's see our viewers who their ride or die are. So,
yeah.
Okay, Emily Marlowe says, ride or die, favorite character is the fishing pole. You know what? I agree. The fishing pole did everything.
It did.
The fishing pole made it all happen. We would have no Michael without the fishing pole, so thank you.
No, thank you to the fishing pole. You ruined everything. Thanks a lot.
It's okay. Simone will forgive you eventually. Jennifer Carter says, ride or die is Jane's dad and Jane's mother yep. because she keeps her family grounded.
Ziomara is the queen.
Does. Mm-hmm.
She comes through. Mm-hmm. She's the voice of reason for Rogelio because otherwise he would just be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And she just brings everyone back to like center, mm-hmm. you know?
I love that his coworkers even know, like, oh, you gotta text his wife. Like, that feels good.
Talk
like,
to Zoe.
Oh, let me talk to Bay and calm him down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love it.
Happy wife, happy life.
Always. That's the motto of this episode.
And life.
Life.
In general.
Speaking of life, the actors of Jane the Virgin are moving on in their own lives.
I know.
In a good way.
Yeah.
So, first up, we have Gina Rodriguez, who is starring...
AfterBuzz TV News.
So exciting. I love it. I love it. So, yes, Gina is starring in a new Netflix film called Something Great. She will be playing the lead role named Jenny, who is a music journalist looking for something great.
Yep.
And I have a quote from Gina.
What did she say?
About her role and why it's important to her.
Yes.
So Gina says, As a Puerto Rican woman, this is the first rom-com I've ever been offered. Mm. As a Puerto Rican woman, I've never been told I'm allowed to tell a love story. I want to be the woman that's in love and falls out of love. I just want to tell a story. I want to be the one that gets to tell it for once in my life. Yep. So she's referring to the fact that she is a Latina woman playing a lead role in, you know, an American rom-com, which usually is held by white women. So I think that is so awesome.
On point. And it goes back to what Xiomara's character, Andrea Nevedo, said last week, or what we mentioned on last week's show, about she loves playing Zoe because Zoe has really evolved and deconstructed the stereotypical role of what the Latina woman is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And this coincides literally with what Jane is, or not Jane, Gina is saying, that she just wants to be a woman in love and to show that story on screen, and to not, like, her heritage should not have to dictate or to adhere to these old tropes of what it means to be Latina or sexualized Latina woman.
Exactly. And judging from that picture that still we have from the film, it looks like it's going to be a really good
hot and heavy rom-com.
I know.
I love rom-coms.
Me too. Like, I don't care if I'm basic. I don't care. No, I mean, I just love them.
They're going to fall in love in the end, and that's what I want. So that's why I watch it.
Yes. Why we love it, guys.
Gotta live vicariously through them. I want my life to be a rom-com, so I gotta watch one to experience it.
I know.
Yeah.
Don't we all, though?
I wish. I wish it was that easy just to have my life mimic a rom-com. Where are you? Like, where's my rom-com moment? You know what? You feel me?
Yeah. I feel you. Feel you 100%. So many feels. And the feels continue this week. So Gina Rodriguez, Justin Baldoni, and Yael Groblas had their last table read.
Tears.
I know. Tears. Justin Baldoni posted on his Instagram, and they are all crying.
Wow, their eye. You can tell that they've been crying. Like, look at their noses. They're red. Their eyes.
I'm going to read a little bit of his caption. He says, 5 years of cast table reads every week. This was the last one. Ends are always hard. We've grown up together, been through massive life moments together, through joy and pain. These are real friendships, not show friendships. It's the end of an era, but the beginning of so many incredible things. And you can read the rest on Justin Baldoni's Instagram, but honestly,
go check it out.
I'm just, like, about to cry again.
See, I'm going
to
cry for this. Like, this totally deserves crying.
Yeah.
Because it really is. I mean, obviously, they're going to go on and do great things, but to see this wonderful show come to a close is so hard. Imagine, like, I'm having a hard time. Imagine what they're dealing with.
Yeah.
They've known each other for so long. They're like family.
For so long. They grew up together. Mm-hmm. They have evolved, not only just their characters, but them, like, as actors. And it's so cool seeing everyone sort of branch off and do different things, and their acting and their directing and just all their
100%.
Careers. It's so cool. Yeah. We feel like we know them. We feel like we've grown up with these
people.
We're
friends with them.
Yeah.
They're our friends from far away.
We cry with them. We laugh with them.
I know. Even if they come back and we don't want them to, we still love them. AKA Jason. Still love you.
Oh, man.
I like this
Jason.
Guy. The person who plays him. At least. Yeah, we'll miss them. But we still have them on TV, so we just gotta love them while we have them.
Let's be real, I'm just gonna rewatch the whole series anyways.
I mean, duh. Have it forever.
I can't wait until next week. I need to know what Jason is gonna pull. Excuse me.
We're not back to Jason. That now.
Yes, we are. Now it's time for predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Alrighty.
Tell us your predictions, Simone.
Alright, so I believe that Michael now is full, like 100% Michael. So he's actually going to shoot his shot, and it's coming from a genuine place. And it's going to wreak some havoc. I think Raphael has really been composed and mature throughout all of this. But there's going to be a breaking point, and he's going to get upset. And Jane is probably she's going to keep trying to keep her emotions at bay for Michael. Mm-hmm. She's also going to have a breaking point. So they both are.
It's just so interesting. Week after week this season, we keep seeing Raphael and what he wants to say to Jane and what he wants to text. And he just, he takes the high road, keeps his mouth shut. But I definitely think you're right. So classy. Come on. He
knew. How could you not love him?
I do. I mean, he's so good looking. But, like, he knew that Michael was alive.
Yeah.
He knew. And he just kept, I mean, I don't know. I just go back and forth. This is all I think about all day, all week.
She goes to sleep thinking about this. She dreams about this.
I wake up, I write it on my notebook. Like, it's so hard. But he will. Raphael will have a breaking point. Yeah. It was just interesting seeing them have a little tiff. Jason and Raphael, what they were like, kind of like play fighting. Yeah, soon, I don't think that's going to be a play fight. I think it's going to get down and dirty.
Because Michael... Michael is back, like, real deal. Mm-hmm. And he's going to fight for his woman. But my man...
For his woman.
My man is going to fight for his woman, too.
That is not his woman. They are not married.
Lies. Lies.
Simone and I are going to have a little chat after this.
We're never going to agree on this. Ever.
It's just so fun because you're so for Raphael, and I think it's fun to be like...
That's my ride or die. Literally my ride or die. I don't care what happens. Yes. I'm going to be cruising down, holding him down forever. I'll be holding him down when Jane neglects him because that's coming. It's okay, boo. I got you.
Damn, you think she's going to leave him for Michael?
I feel it in my heart. Like, you know how she's ignoring her feelings? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to ignore the fact that she's, you know, she's not going to have feelings for him and ignore and hurt Raphael, but I know it's coming, and I feel it.
I don't know. My predictions, I mean, I need to see Louisa and the pie. I need to know what happened with the neighbor. That's, like, that has to happen next week. I feel like we've already discussed that, you know, Michael's not going anywhere. That's a definite. I mean, if he does, that would be a really tragic walk off for him.
I would need closure. I wouldn't have any closure from that. That'd be hard.
Like, that would be heavy on my heart for the next 35 years.
I know for you, it really would. You'd be crying, waking up,
texting you like, I can't believe this.
He's gone. Forever. And I'm like, yes, he's gone forever.
Oh my goodness. Oh, what else? I do think I agree with you. Raphael is going to freak out. I think Petra and JR will get back together.
I would love to see that.
Oh, because she did text Jane and say, she texted back.
But dialed. Yeah. Oh, she did?
She did, yeah. When Jane was in bed with Raphael, she looked at her phone and she said, oh, Petra said JR. Yeah. I'm excited. I like Petra and JR together. It's
that's really the one thing we can agree on. High five.
High five.
Yay.
Oh, I'm so excited. But that's it for this week. Yeah. So we will be here next week and every week, same time. And you can follow me at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms. Simone, where can they find you?
You guys can find me at Simone A. Thomas on all social media platforms as well.
We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys. Bye. Thanks for tuning in.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.